of them claimed back the cash that they were entitled to from the government. £46,000 on average, they say. If you've spent time and resources carrying out new product development or working on innovative solutions, you could reduce your tax bill or secure a cash injection of up to 25% of what you've spent. Ramona did.
I own a small business in Kent called Dr. Oats Limited. We recently created a new kind of healthy drink. I was told that RIFT Research and Development could help me claim back on our innovation costs. I was a little apprehensive at first, but RIFT dealt with everything professionally and efficiently, and we got back thousands for the time and costs we invested. I found the whole process so simple, and I would definitely recommend them.
To find out if your business is eligible, visit innovationreward.co.uk today. That's innovationreward.co.uk.
Channel Radio.
Jobsinkent.com.
The Business Bunker. Email us now, bunker@kentbusinessradio.co.uk. Paul Andrews with The Business Bunker, kentbusinessradio.co.uk.
Welcome back to The Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 2nd of June, with me, Paul Andrews, and the stalkingly gorgeous Jules Serkin. We've got loads and loads of tweets, loads and loads of emails. We've got another lovely guest to talk to shortly as well.
Fabulous,
I'm just going to do a couple of tweets, and then Jules can get an email ready to read. I want to follow up on something I mentioned earlier about Western Hanger Castle, that fabulous venue over this way near Hythe, and on Sunday the 21st of June they do have a Father's Day special where for a measly £19.95 you can have a 3-course meal. You do need to book.
I need to take you because, as you know, my
father, am I your dad?
Well, my dad passed away, didn't he? So
he
I
did.
Need to rent a dad.
I'm your surrogate father.
Yeah,
now,
rent a dad. I
really?
Keep saying I marry you off to my mum.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, worked well.
Anyway,
then I could borrow the Porsche.
Anyway, enough of that. If you do want to find out, you can follow Western Hanger Castle on the Twitter at SP Wedding Events is their Twitter handle, or you can email them for details about the Father's Day special on the 21st of June, and you can email them at admin@kentcastles.co.uk, admin@kentcastles.co.uk, so do check that out. We've also had a tweet from the barrister broker, lovely
the
Mr.
Very
Russell.
Handsome.
The very handsome Mr. Russell Burton Lawrence, and Russell says, Paul and Jules, could you give a shout out, please, top marks to Sunil Rupasena.
Oh, I love him.
I've got a picture of you in his wig somewhere.
Yeah, I look very fetching in it.
He said, can you give a shout out to Sunil, who got my client a fantastic result in court yesterday? And then he's done hashtag happy client. So well done to Russell, and a big well done to Sunil Rupasena. And you can follow Sunil on the Twitter. His Twitter handle is Sunil Rupasena. Let me spell that for you. It's SunilRupasinhr. Sunil Rupasena, all one word, on the Twitter. He's a specialist barrister in motoring law.
And he's charming as well.
He's lovely.
He is.
And I do have a photograph of Jules wearing nothing but Sunil's wig.
No, hang on a minute.
Oh, right.
Hang on a minute. In fact, there's one of you and I both wearing, both crammed into one.
Absolutely. We've had a tweet from Bill Skinner UK. Please, can you give us a shout out as we're heading to the Wealden Fairs this week? Also, our boutiques are open. And Bill Skinner boutiques are to be found in Tenterton High Street and in Otford. And they are purveyors of specially designed and custom-made by Mr. Bill Skinner jewellery. So do check them out. And they're going to be at the Wealden Fairs event.
They are, yes. I have yet to see his jewellery.
Have you not? Have you not been to one of the shops?
No.
You can see it online as well.
Have you got one in Tenterton?
There's a shop in Tenterton and there's a shop in Otford.
I'll tell you what.
But they also do it online, billskinner.co.uk. billskinnerstudios.co.uk.
You know when you come to pick me up this Friday for the Harry Covert
scoff lunch? I'm not driving you to
a... Then we could go
fire. I'm not driving you to a drinking party.
Well, you're all saying I should come round yours to go on your boating lake and things.
No, I say you come around mine to do the tidying up.
Have you seen my house?
Mm-hmm. And the lovely Deborah Kelland has tweeted.
Hello.
And she said, Vanillaware Business Bunker, could we have a shout out, please, for Pilgrim's Hospice Canterbury Summer Fair 12 till 4 on Saturday the 20th of June, 56 London Road, CT2BJA. That's a lot of information. The easiest way to find out is to follow Deborah on the Twitter. Deborah Kelland, K-E-L-L-O-N-D, Deborah Kelland on the Twitter. Do give her a follow.
And have you said hello to Avocet? Avocet? I always say it wrong.
Avocet.
Avocet.
No.
Karen. K-A-R-Y-N.
And I haven't.
Well, because she's listening in. The whole office, they're all listening in.
Are they?
Yeah.
It was Karen's birthday recently as well.
Exactly, and I said happy birthday. You'd say, hello.
Why would I say hello?
The only way you do. You're the only one
hello,
that goes,
hello, Karen. Happy birthday for the other day.
He's not playing, Karen.
No.
No, he's not playing.
We've had a tweet from Blee as well. Blee Couture Cakes.
Oh, her cakes are amazing.
Yeah. Business Bunker shout out, please. Debenhams Ashford Beauty Gala Night, Thursday, June the 4th, 6 to 9 p.m. You can find out about it by going to the following website, loveashford.com/events. Do check that out.
Fabulous cakes, I have to say.
And Karen Thomas of Breathe Insure, please give a shout out on the Business Bunker radio show to everyone starting the H2 only challenge today for the RNLI, including me, she says. And that's the lovely Karen from Breathe Insure. And if people aren't aware, the Royal National Lifeboat Institution have got, I think it's a month, somebody might tell me, where you go for a month without drinking anything, tea, coffee, anything, just water.
Oh, you can drink water. I was going to say, you'd have to be a camel.
No tea, no coffee. Yeah.
That would be very good beer detox. I could probably do that after, now my birthday's over.
Could you?
Oh, could you really? I've got Harry's on Friday.
Could you really? Yeah, see, she didn't even make it 3 days. I could do that. Well, apart from Friday. Yeah. I can do it on Friday.
That's the thing.
But apart from that, I could do it.
It's these lunches we keep having.
Nice one. Read an email and then we're going to talk to our next guest.
Just a big hello to a new follower, which I think is your other half. Tom, Diana Beaumont, listening in, and she has a free baby massage taster session at Cafe 1809 on the 7th of May. Oh, that's gone. Anyway, I'm sure she's got others coming up, so follow her, Diane Beaumont, on the Twitter. Right, an email. We have an FSB update. Mm-hmm. Ebbsfleet Garden City Conference. They say 96% of employers hire on attitude, not skills. Mm-hmm. 19th of June, Prince's Park Stadium in Dartford, 8:30 to 11 a.m. They say join us for an update on this large-scale development of 15,000 homes and hear from key decision makers on what we can all do to improve employability skills in the next generation. And that's a bugbear for you, isn't it, all the seedings?
It is. I will be at that event, actually, and it is on the Ebbsfleet Garden City. And it's we did a question time on it before Christmas, which was very well attended and very interesting. And this particular one is looking about, because Ebbsfleet Garden City is going to go ahead effectively. Yeah. It's the first new city to be built in the UK for about 50 years.
Is that since Welling?
Yeah. And it will be going down into Ebbsfleet, that area of North Kent marshland coast at the moment. 15,000 houses, whole infrastructure has to go in there. Apparently it's going to generate loads of jobs, but who's going to do them? That's the perennial question.
Exactly. I was in, when I went to my Beyond Bollywood, sorry to bore you about this, don't roll your
you
eyes.
You didn't go to a Beyond Bollywood by I any did. Chance, did you? You've only mentioned it 5 or 6 times.
But to get in the park, we went for a lovely Indian meal.
No,
before
I'm
that,
surprised.
Which was charming.
They didn't have Chinese food at Bollywood. Blimey. No,
but you know
what? What are they thinking?
All the waiting staff, who were fabulous, they were all Romanians.
Were they?
And some of them didn't speak very good English. They had sort of tiers, so they had some obviously very, let's say, possibly hiring cheap labour, ones that were clearing the tables, very pretty Romanian girls, but they couldn't speak English, they didn't have a grasp of English, so they were just clearing, going, I'm sorry, I will go and get a waitress, and then they'd go and get
somebody. Oh, they were meerkats, were they?
They were meerkats.
Oh, right, okay.
Moving on, Chapel Down Wines, very close to my heart, they have a networking and vineyard tour. Mm-hmm. Let's go.
14th, well, they've got loads of money now, haven't they?
14th of July, 6 to 7:30 p.m. They say you're invited to a summer evening tour of these award-winning vineyards where you will be able to make new contacts and taste locally made wines. Go on to kentbusinessradio.co.uk/F for Freddy, S for Sugar, B for Bertie, - Medway Events.
Fantastic. I've had a tweet from Jill at TYP Limited, TYP LTD, that happens to stand, I happen to know, for Target Your Potential. And Jill is very active in getting young people into the world of work. Funnily enough, we were just talking about that. And she runs an organisation over there in West Kent. And Jill has said, hi, Paul and Jules, great show as usual. Can you help us find someone to ensure our young person's marketing bikes, please. So if there's anybody out there, any insurance brokers that could help Jill find presumably very cost-effective insurance for her young person's marketing bikes, please do get in touch with her. And she says, much love, if you can help us, and we certainly will try, Jill. Please get in touch with Jill, and you can get in touch with her on the Twitter at TYPLTD, TYPLTD. If you're in the insurance game, please get in touch and help.
I'm confused. Marketing bikes?
Yeah. One of the things they're doing is they have do you remember David that was on the show?
Sustrans. Well, how could we forget? It was in Life.
No, not Sustrans.
Oh, that one.
Not David from Sustrans.
Okay.
I can't remember his surname off the top of my head now, which is unforgivable.
Not like you. You're
David
like
from Tenterton, anyway, who ran a company called IMA.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I do remember him.
He was doing, you know, like you'd have an A board and you'd walk up and down the street to advertise sandwiches. Well, he was doing that on a bike.
On a three wheeler.
Yeah. And basically, Jill has adopted that kind of approach.
Okay.
And they have some marketing bikes that the young people use. And
so they need them insured.
They need them insured so they don't get nicked.
Yeah.
Or if they do get nicked, they get the money back. Yeah. So if you can help, do follow Jill, TYPLTD. Thank you.
And
very
I would
much.
Say, because my bike was stolen recently from Whitstable, and you can get really good locks that are insurable. They take about 20 minutes to saw through,
right?
So you need to get a really good bike lock, not one of the normal ones.
Yeah, but then you have to worry about how you chain them up, because I saw a picture on Facebook the other day of just the front wheel still attached to its security chain. And the rest of the bike had gone. Anyway,
and if anybody's seen my Claude Butler, I'd like it back.
Oh yeah, you got yours nicked as well, didn't you?
I
thought you knew a bit about it. I thought, why did you know about bikes? You had your bike nicked, didn't you? Whitstable Station, wasn't
and
it?
And what did the police say? I'm sorry if you're a policeman, but they said, yes, we saw two youths taking two bikes. One was another lady's and one was mine. And on the CCTV, I said, oh, great, you know. And then they said, but the CCTV isn't clear enough to tell who they are.
Yeah.
So what is the point of CCTV,
exactly.
I ask?
Anyway, enough of that. It's an absolute pleasure now to welcome our next guest onto the Business Bunker Show, who's been sat in the corner patiently waiting for this. It's an absolute pleasure to welcome the absolutely lovely Nicole Capon. Nicole, thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker Show. Why don't you start off by telling the listener a little bit about Nicole and a little bit about your business, which is a kind of early stage startup, really, isn't it?
It is, very much so. Yes, I'm Nicole Capon, and I'm the owner of a business called Course Connectors, which basically is a simple way of people to list courses that they are offering, or workshops or training, and for us that want to do them to be able to find them.
What a good idea.
It's a brilliant idea. It's an absolutely brilliant idea. I was saying to Nicole when we were having a cup of coffee before we came on air that I probably get one or two a week people coming to me saying, how can I find training in this? How can I find training in that? And I scratch my head. I know loads of people that do training, you know, like the lovely Zoe Cairns and the absolutely fabulous Mr. I'm Alex Waterton, as I was trying to say, and I confused myself.
You used to have a memory like an elephant.
I have got a memory like an elephant, except it's all big and grey now. Alex Waterton of F-Keys, the Microsoft trainer. I know loads of people that do good training and stuff like that, but I can't always remember, as I've just demonstrated. So this is a fabulous idea. I'm absolutely stunned that it doesn't already exist. And what led you to think about that as an idea, Nicole?
Well, I coordinate courses, and I'm a freelance trainer, and
right.
run various training programs.
What sort of training?
Mental health awareness and teacher training courses. So
all right, okay.
For those teaching further education, I'll train them. But a lot of the mental health training that I do, I work with charities and voluntary sector, and they run some really fantastic courses, but they've got nowhere to advertise them.
Absolutely.
Because a lot of the opportunities at the moment either cost quite a lot, or it's quite difficult to get the right package for you. So
I can empathize with that. I as I mentioned earlier, I'm the president of the Kent Deaf Children's Society, and we have lots of people that do sign language courses and stuff like that, which are fascinating. They are fascinating courses, and it's fascinating to learn sign language and things. And even people that don't have a need, i.e. they don't have someone with hearing difficulties in their family, find sign language interesting, but there's nowhere to really push the kind of courses and the interest behind it. So I love what you're doing.
Yeah.
So from your background in mental health training, you saw that need, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, I had courses that I wanted to promote, and I just couldn't find the right platform to do it, where either the course would get really lost within all of the other sort of courses and course options that were out there, or it would cost a fortune. And if you're running a free course, you need to balance up what you're paying out to what you could potentially get back. And to,
absolutely.
You know, for a lot of providers, the option to advertise isn't always there. They don't have an advertising budget like some larger organisations.
Absolutely. An awful lot of trainers are kind of individual businesses, aren't they? And many years ago, I used to do some stuff in that field myself. I did leadership training. And one of the problems is that while you're doing course material and delivering courses, you're not doing selling. So you do the course, you get to the end of the course, you've got no more customers left because you haven't done anything. And then you have this huge hiatus while you earn no money whatsoever, while you go and think about how you get your next customer. You get your next customer, you then spend all of your time working on the course material and delivering it, and you go on that cycle over and over again. So there's a lot of people that are in that situation that just don't have the ability to get out there in front of potential users.
Yeah, exactly. And there's a lot of professionals that have that go freelance, that are consultants, and you know, they've got the skills in their profession and know where to basically publicise it.
So. Absolutely. So let's concentrate a little bit now on your platform.
Yeah.
CourseConnectors.com.
Yeah,
CourseConnectors.com. What's the intention at the moment? Are you doing it on a geographical basis? Is it anywhere? Is it just based on the different types of course? How's it going to work?
Well, it's for a range of courses, whether it's for work, for leisure, or something, you know, just for fun to upskill you in different areas. And it's primarily based in the southeast,
right?
So any course in the southeast area,
right?
And it's, you know, anything from painting and decorating through to you know, mental health awareness.
Right. You need to do some painting, didn't you, and decorating? You need to do some painting and decorating.
Somebody does.
You could do the course.
I mean, even the odd weekend course, just to give you a bit of know-how how to do something, you know, and it can be fun. My husband and I went and done something, went and done a course the other day.
No, we don't need to know about that. Just stick to what we were talking about.
We went and done a plastering course the other day, and it just took us absolutely ages to find a local one.
I bet you
one.
Did. He says winking. Okay. You're absolutely right. Funnily enough, many years ago, I did, what I actually did is I worked as a motivational speaker on the international speaking circuit. That's what I actually did. But out of a lot of that, I got loads of training courses to deliver for some bizarre reason. But I used to do quite a lot of work in the United States, and in the US, and I'm talking 20 years ago, for 15, 20 years ago, there in the US, people would go on training courses, workshops, small things as a form of entertainment. Whereas here, trying to sell outside of the corporate market, trying to sell to people was almost impossible. It's just not something that people did. That's changing. That's changing radically now, and there's all kinds of things. You see, we've had people, do you remember, was it Stephen Harrington that used to do bread-making courses?
Oh, yeah.
And Blee and cupcake-making courses and all kinds of people
also,
doing stuff.
In Whitstable, we have a guy called Tim Stubbings who does brilliant photography courses for Canon. So, all that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So it's something that people are now starting to pay attention to, whereas years ago they didn't in this country. It wasn't part of the culture here. And that is changing radically. And as you say, some of these things can just be for fun. They're just for the pure fun of doing it, or learning a skill that can help you plastering. We know what you mean. Or whatever. Doing those kind of things.
Nicole, are you talking also about venues? Are you finding venues or publicising venues, or are you looking for venues?
We haven't got venues set up as yet. It is something that we need to look at, because finding venues is really, really tough when you're trying to arrange a course. But
we can help you with that, can't we, Paul Andrews?
We can.
We know lots of venues, so that's a good way.
Yeah, I mean, as you mentioned, with bread making and cupcaking, they are the most popular types of courses, cooking courses, and there are amazing people out there doing courses from their homes or from small venues. And it's, you know, for a day, you can go off and learn a completely new skill that you wouldn't have had the previous week. And
absolutely. You know, absolutely.
Exactly.
I think it's a fabulous idea. And as a business, just looking at it as a business, there are all kinds of things you can do. As Jules intimated, you could open up eventually and help people with all kinds of things in terms of finding venues, booking, collaboration, you know.
Well, I'm thinking about also the Kent Deaf Children's Society. You know, you could do signing, couldn't you?
Yeah,
and things like
absolutely.
That. All sorts of things. Goes on forever.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, he's very good at it, Paul.
Yeah. Chocolate cupcakes, that is. No, absolutely. So, when did you start this? How long have you been going? Because you're a very early stage startup, aren't you?
It's a very early stage. The idea started a long time ago,
sure.
but implementing it took a bit more time. And obviously running another business, I had to prioritise. But things, I've worked with some really great people to help develop the website, and things are moving along very quickly.
Right.
We're ready for people to post their courses so that when we launch Adult Learners Week, which is the 13th of June,
right.
There'll be a range of courses for people to get stuck into.
Fantastic. And how's it going to work? So if I've got a course, I don't know, waxing my nasal hairs. That's a course, isn't it, that we talked about last week? So I've got a course that I want to offer. What do I do?
You log on to the site, courseconnectors.com, click on the orange link at the top where it says list your course,
right.
and it will take you through one page to put in your course details, and it would be your full course details. What I found on some other sites is that you're only allowed to put maybe the name of the course and not any contact details. We wanted to make it completely open and fair to everybody,
right.
so you can put your full course and contact details on there. Click submit, and for the first 3 months you get free listing.
Okay, so initially you're going to get free listings. Presumably there's going to be a small charge eventually for you to monetize it for the running costs of the site.
It would be £5 for per course.
Oh, blimey, that's nothing.
No, exactly.
Absolutely.
So,
okay.
Yeah.
And then if I'm looking for a course, presumably there's no cost to me in doing that.
Absolutely not, no.
I just go to courseconnectors.com, and then how does it work? Is there a search bar, or is there different categories? What happens if I'm looking for a course?
You can either search by category, or you can put the type of course that you're looking for and the location, and the courses will come up for you.
Okay, so I can have cross-dressing Zumba classes.
Yeah, do you know,
good luck with that.
You and I have worked together too long. I was just about to say, Paul does a very good course on dancing in a pink tutu, doing Zumba, and you took the words right out of my mouth.
I knew you were going to say it, so I just preempted it, to be honest. It launches officially on June the 13th in association with Adult Learning Week. Cool. And who's involved in this business? Is it your idea? Are you working alone? Is there a group of you? How's that?
It's primarily my idea, or an idea by me and my husband, because he runs his own business as well.
Is he a trainer as well?
He does do workshops. Yeah, he's schedule and risk consultancy. So
it's a what?
Schedule and risk. So he's a risk manager.
All right. Okay.
So
climbing up ladders, sort of risk, or what kind of risk?
He at the moment he works primarily in the railways, and he manages their projects and how long it's going to take, and if it's going to go over, how much more money it's going to cost them, etc.
Business risk. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's involved in that and trains others to do that as well. But we came up with the idea through frustrations of not being able to promote courses, and I've linked with some really great people in the local area to help me develop the website, promote the website, and to get it where it is today, really.
Absolutely. No, it's an absolutely fabulous idea. I absolutely love it. It will be successful. I know it will, because it fills a need.
Yeah.
And it fills a need from both ends of the spectrum. For those people that deliver courses, they need a marketing platform.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of the hardest things for trainers to do is to sell, because they are so busy doing their course material. They're so busy delivering the courses. They're so busy handling the feedback and fallout of their courses. And to be frank, selling's not the easiest thing in the world either.
No.
So it's absolutely gold-plated for that. But also for those of us that are looking for training, it's a simple one place to go.
Exactly.
And now all those people that keep asking me dark questions like, how do I get training in this and how do I get training in that? Most of it's social media training stuff. I can just point them at your website and go, have a look on there, because it's all on there.
One-stop shop.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
And also we'll put you in touch with Sarah Paul from Western Hanger Castle, who's got the venue we were talking about earlier. She'd be great because she's fairly new.
We were talking about this again off the air as well. There's also a website called claimaday.co.uk, which is a website where you can find out if somebody else has got an event on in your area at the same time. That would be a good time, because that's a great problem for public things. Is you do loads of planning to have a workshop, and then you find out it's the same day as the Jubilee or something, and no one's going to come because they're all off somewhere else. So that could be a useful time as well on collaboration. Nicole, it's a fabulous idea. I wish you tons and tons of success. How do people get in touch with you, and how are we going to promote this? We need to promote this, and we need to get this in front of people. Obviously, you've got the website, and there's a link to the website already on the Kempis Radio website. You've got a Twitter handle. Do you have a Facebook page?
Yes, there is a Facebook page.
Let's start off with Twitter first.
Yeah.
Twitter at @course_connect.
And there's a Facebook page, which is also Course Connect somewhere in there.
Yeah,
you can search Facebook for it. But presumably they can find all of this through the website.
It's all on the website.
So give us one more shout out again for the website address.
Right. It's courseconnectors.com. And if I can just add that any income or any charges for courses, 10% of that goes towards the charity Shine, who help young kids with education. Okay. So we want to keep the learning going.
Okay, so there's a 10% surcharge to help. Well, it's not a surcharge.
No, they just pay their £5 and 10% of that.
Oh, 10% of the £5 you make?
Yeah.
Fantastic. So when you do start charging for this, 10% of the charge will go to Shine, a mental health charity, I think.
A mental health charity. They help disadvantaged young children.
Okay.
And they do sort of innovative education programmes for them to get them back into learning.
Okay.
And is that anywhere in the UK, the Shine, or is it a London-based?
It's all over the UK.
So. Okay. Yeah, it's a national charity.
My son, who's at uni, is doing a summer course working for a similar charity. Okay. I don't know if it's the same one. I'll try and find out and let you know.
Be great to hear his updates.
Nicole, we wish you much success with that. It's
Thank
a fabulous
you.
idea.
You.
Really brilliant. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker show. That's courseconnectors.com. Do have a look. Do stay with us for the remaining part of the show. There's not longer to go. And do give Nicole a follow. If you know anyone that's in the training business, please tell them about it. Alex Waterton, as we speak, will be all over your site. I know he will. As will some of the other guys that we know. And we'll certainly make people in Kent Deaf Children's Society aware of it, because we've got 3 or 4 people that do BSL, British Sign Language training, and other types of training. It's something that's really cool.
Yeah.
Well done.
Thank you.
And we wish you much success with it. And thank you for joining us on the Business Bunker show. Nicole Capon of Course Connectors. Cheers.
Thank you.
I think you can read an email. No, I'm going to read an email. I'm going to read an email, and you can read some tweets.
Lovely.
The Kent Independent Traders Awards is now in its 4th year. It recognises and celebrates the innovative, the entrepreneurial, the creative, the unique, the hardworking, and all that is the independent business owner in Kent. This event is to launch the 2015 awards and officially open the nominations. There will be plenty of chance for networking with business owners and business professionals from across the county. The launch is being held at the new independent events venue, the Corpus Christi Hall, which is a wonderful Grade 2 listed building situated in Earl Street, Maidstone. That's down on Fairmeadow by the river. The Federation of Small Business are our headline sponsors of the Kent Independent Traders Awards and will be on hand to answer any questions about business growth and development. The events are great for meeting new people, making new connections, and finding out what is going on around the county. The ticket costs a measly £10 and includes a welcome glass of bubbly. Now come back, Jules.
Just the one?
Yeah. You can find out all about it by going to the booking site, which is eventbrite.co.uk/e/KITA, K-I-T-A, Business Networking Maidstone, and get your tickets there. I'm actually going to that. I think, if I remember rightly, it's June the 17th, I think, but I might be wrong there.
You might
be. Look at the booking site for the actual date, and it's in the evening, so do go along to the Corpus Christi Hall in Maidstone to the Kent Independent Traders Awards, sponsored by the Federation of Small Business.
Very beautifully read, Paul Andrews. May I say that the Federation of Small Businesses have just put some links on the Twitter. Mm-hmm. They've given us a link for the Chapel Down Wines tour. for some reason, copying me, and I have no idea why.
If you want all of these links, if you go into the Kent Business Radio website, into the blog pages,
right,
there's FSB Events is one of the blogs, and everything, all the links are listed on there, and all the booking links are there for all of the events that the FSB have got coming up over the next 4 months.
Okay.
So if you go into that, the blog site, and then FSB Events, you can find out all about those events.
And they are on the Twitter timeline now.
Yeah.
We have, talking of little teaching things that you might be interested in, Nicole, we have the FSB Social Media Marketing with the fabulous Zoe Cairns. She says, if you could build your online company's presence, awareness, trust and expertise online via a step-by-step process, would this help? You can hear from social media expert Zoe Cairns on the practical things you can do to improve your business social media presence. With more than 4 million interactions taking place on Facebook in only 1 hour, this is a world of information and possibility that you should not miss. And you can book on the kentbusinessradio.co.uk website, I'm sure, if Paul Andrews has popped it up there diligently.
Absolutely.
What's happening in June?
What is happening in June?
Smarter.
Who is June? And what is she doing?
Smarter Working with RW Coaching. He says, dear Paul, with no mention of moi.
Quite
right. So I'm going to put this straight. We're coming into the summer months now, nearly 6 months through the first year already. This is the perfect time to join in on a business discussion group, find out what's going on locally and further afield that could impact you and your business. The first meeting of June will be on the 10th of June in Gravesend, and the second will be on the 23rd of June in Maidstone. So who wants to work smarter, they say? You can go to Rosemary Williams, that's rwcoaching.co.uk.
Fantastic, thank you for that. And we've had Alex Waterson of FK straight on the Twitter. Alex is a Microsoft trainer.
He's
he says, tuned in Canterbury, listening to all things training. We're Microsoft Office 365 installs, support and training. Thank you, Alex. I knew that you'd be all over that. CourseConnectors.com, mate. That's what you need.
I just hooked you up together on the Twitter. Do you do your own Twitter?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes.
Yeah.
That was a sort of a yes, but I've just hooked you up with him, Alex, and Western right. Hanger.
What we're going to do now, we're going to play some Tunish? Interviews, some Ooh. Interviews from the Rift Accounting Business Support Base Camp at Kent 2020 Live.
Fabulous lunch.
Yeah. So here we go.
Cool. We're back at Kent 2020 Live on the pop-up Business Bunker Radio Studio. Here on the Rift Accounting stand, and I've just met Roger Williams. Roger is the CEO of Intelligent Linking. Good afternoon, Roger.
Good afternoon, Paul.
How are you?
I'm very good, thank you.
Cool. I tell you what, Roger, why don't you tell our listeners a little bit about what Intelligent Linking is and your company?
Intelligent Linking is a new style of management consultancy. What we're trying to do is we're trying to help organizations and our client organizations to unlock the capability that they have in their own business. We do this through a bit of mentoring, a bit of coaching, use of certain methodologies, and sometimes direct support
right.
to help those organizations engage with the business and to deliver improvement and growth in the way that they work.
Fantastic. So what's your involvement with Rift? How have you got involved with Rift?
Well, Rift was a really one of those things that happens in an event like this where somebody comes up to you and says, I could save you a load of money, I could get you a big amount of a refund of tax to support your work. And I said, well, yeah, very interesting. Doubt very much that's going to do anything for me. And we kind of let it lie and showed a little bit of interest, but a couple of months later, somebody contacted us and said, well, look, we'd like to come in and do an assessment and just look at your organization and see what we could do to help, which, given that that's what I'm trying to do for my client organizations,
Absolutely.
I couldn't really turn them down. I just wanted to, I thought, well, I expect other people to give me the time, so I'll give them the time. Well, this chap came along and he looked at the business, and we're quite a small business,
sure.
but we had been very intensively investing in our own development.
Mm.
In fact, over a three-year period, I think I only worked less than a year in a three-year period because a lot of the time was either given away or intensively developing the product and service.
Right.
So he said, well, you're not good for this. He said, it's an ideal scenario. And he then proceeded to do the assessment. There was quite a bit of work on both sides to get the analysis and to get the information that was required. And then, lo and behold, we had the fabulous news that we were going to get a refund of £4,000 of income tax.
Wow.
Which purely went straight back into our product development. Mm. And then we had an equally good news that was just 1 year's refund.
Right.
And then we had another refund of another £4,000 of income tax, which again we ploughed straight back into the product development. And if there's an example of a service that works for right. small business, Rift is an absolute spot on example of that. They came, they took the time to understand the business, they put the proposals together for us, they managed the whole process for us with the inland revenue, they got the refunds, we got the money, they got paid. It was a fantastic experience.
Absolutely. And it is strange. I've actually been through the same experience with my businesses as well. And you start off with a bit of disbelief, don't
yeah.
you? Yeah, yeah, yeah. I heard it all before. And then all of a sudden, you start getting stuff. And before you know it, I want some more of that.
Exactly. And of course, now I'm hopeful that my own business model of intelligent linking might work for people, because we come in with the same promise. We come in with the same aspiration for our clients, and we want to deliver the same kind of outcome as well. But it is really refreshing to have someone, an organization like Rift, turn up, promise something, deliver it, and in fact not achieve my expectations but completely blow them away.
Absolutely.
Really delighted with them, and it's made a huge difference to us.
Right.
And quite frankly, that money's been invested in today.
Absolutely.
We're here today because we got that money back, and that's been great.
Okay, tell us a little more about intelligent linking. How long have you been going?
My background is I've spent 25-30 years working in management consultancies, and I was kind of a bit cheesed off with the way in which management consultancies basically line customers up to sell them the services that they want to deliver. And no amount of analysis or design or of the way in which a service may be delivered takes them off the scent of wanting more money out of a client.
Sure.
It's a difficult, challenging task. Quite often a lot of these organizations are very ethical, and they do seek to deliver value for money, but they don't necessarily deliver, in my mind, in the most efficient, effective way. So I formed Intelligent Linking in 2008.
Right.
I was a big methods guy in a lot of these organizations that I worked with. And so it was simple for us to start building methods and building approaches that would make a difference for business. But the most fundamental discovery we made is that in service sectors, there is no such thing as a basic model for services.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
So we've designed that model based on the work that I've done over the last 25-30 years looking at service business. And so we've deconstructed services down into its, well, you could call it its DNA.
Right. Okay.
So we now know the building blocks that come together to make a service work.
Right.
And when you combine those building blocks together effectively, your service performs like no other.
Cool.
And we can ensure that, for instance, a service that's like a multi-point delivery, like, I don't know, take a retail optician's outlet, for instance,
right.
where that outlet may be thousands of those outlets globally, but you want the same experience at every point of interaction with a customer,
right.
then you can use a tool like this to stimulate that
okay.
that kind of behavior.
Okay. And does intelligent linking focus on a particular area of the service market or a particular market demographic?
We've tested it. We designed it to work with commercial services, but then we decided the first place we tested it was in the NHS.
Right.
We went for the hard ones first.
Right.
And to our great delight, we had some very positive experiences with the NHS.
Right.
Then we took it into education. We took it into financial services, retail services. We've taken it into local government services, media.
Right.
We should have a conversation afterwards.
And
it doesn't seem to have a barrier in providing we're talking about services
right.
and not product
okay.
manufacturing businesses. Customer service in manufacturing businesses, but not the actual manufacturing process itself.
Sure.
Okay, so it's a service orientated.
It's a service oriented model, yeah, cool. Definitely.
Okay, good. If we want to find out more about intelligent linking, do you have a website? How can we find out more about it?
We do. In fact, one of the greatest things we ever did was come up with a title like intelligent linking. So if you Google us, you'll actually come up on the first page.
Wow.
Just type in intelligent linking, and that's an exercise in marketing in itself. And without having paid a penny in SEO, you'll find us come up straight on the first page.
Fantastic. Roger, absolute pleasure to talk to you. Thank you so much for joining us on the Business Bunker pop-up radio studio on the Rift Accounting Stand. Enjoy the rest of your day.
Okay.
Joining us now on the Business Bunker pop-up radio station on the Rift Stand at Kent 2020 Live, we have two lovely ladies. We have Julie and Megan, who are both from the Kent, Surrey and Sussex Air Ambulance. Ladies, welcome.
Hello.
It's lovely to see you here. Are you enjoying Kent 2020?
Having a great day. It's a fantastic event.
Absolutely. Now, you've got lovely T-shirts on, proclaiming in big yellow letters, win a car. Wow. Do you guys have a stand here?
We have a stand. We're on stand number 338.
Okay. And presumably there's an opportunity to win a car on there.
Yeah. If you come along to our stand, we've got a lovely mini there that you can see. And you've got the opportunity to win that by buying a raffle ticket.
Fantastic.
All the funds that come from the raffle tickets are going directly to the charity.
Okay.
The car has kindly been donated to us by Barretts of Canterbury. So because of that, all the money can go straight to the charity.
That is brilliant. Of course, as everybody in Kent knows, you guys do a fabulous job. We wouldn't be able to carry on with things without you guys. Tell us a little bit about the Kent, Surrey and Sussex Air Ambulance, where we are, how we've got, you know, it's been around a long time. Do you know how long you've been in existence now?
This is our 25th year, it's our 25th anniversary, and that is one of the reasons why we've got the car donated, and it's a really busy and exciting year for us. We've got lots of new things going on. We now carry blood on board, which means we can do blood transfusions at the scene of an incident.
Oh, right, okay.
We are the only air ambulance in England to night fly at the moment as well, so that's something new. And it's all come along as a trial basis, but already we can see that it's saving lives and it is a necessity. But in saying that, it all costs money.
Of course it does.
So,
and it's a very expensive operation to run, and we know that, but it's also a critical operation. Are you guys based at Marden still? Is that where the air ambulance is based?
We also have a base in Red Hill, where we have another helicopter.
Right.
And that's where all our night flying operates from.
Okay, so you've got two helicopters.
Yeah.
One's equipped to fly at night.
Yeah.
One's just generally equipped.
That's
right. They're now carrying blood as well, so you can do transfusions on the scene of an accident.
That's right, yeah. Absolutely.
Do you ladies have any idea how many incidents you've been involved in a year, or even over the 25 years that you've been around?
I can't give you a figure over the 25 years, but during a year, it's about approximately 2,000 missions that we do a year.
Wow, that's an awful lot, isn't
it? Yeah, we average 3 to 4 a day.
Right.
And 3 to 4 at night.
Is that mostly road traffic accidents?
High percentage is road traffic accidents, but we also go to a lot of equestrian accidents,
right.
Motorcycle, and people that have been heart attacks, falls from a height, and more often than not now we do also go to assaults and stabbings, which is quite sad, but obviously that's a sign of the times.
Yeah, for sure. So you guys, Kent, Surrey and Sussex Air Ambulance, are one of those charities that most people in Kent have heard of. We all appreciate the work you do. We all want to support you. Do you have a website or something where people can come and find out about you and can get involved as volunteers or as fundraisers or whatever?
Yeah,
we have a website, and there's lots of ways you can help us. You can, as you say, there's opportunity for volunteering. It's not always about the money. Sometimes time is as important to
us.
And you can also join our lottery. We have our own lottery, which is one of our biggest income streams. And you can just help with fundraising events. Come along, buy a raffle ticket, organise an event for yourself, or do a challenge event. We've got a double 100 cycle ride in September, which is an event that we run. It's 100 miles, 100 kilometres, or 25 miles, and that starts from Marden and Red Hill. And you can go on our website to find all of this information, and also to register for the cycle ride or for London 10K. There's all sorts of challenge events on there.
Fantastic. So if you want to get involved in any way at all, as a volunteer, as a helper, as a supporter, as a donator, or just to make yourself rich and buy some lottery tickets, get along to the website, which is
kssairambulance.org.uk.
Fantastic. And there's also another website here. Sorry, Julie's got her back to me because it's on the back of her T-shirt. And there's a website here which is www.raffle.me.uk. So you can have a look at that as well. So there are two websites for you to look at.
You can buy the mini raffle tickets on the raffle one.
So you can get your raffle tickets there. Look at the main website, the Kent and Air Ambulance website, if you want to get involved in just seeing the work that they do, or you want to work as a supporter, a helper, or just to say hello. Just have a look at that and support these guys, because they do a fabulous, fabulous job for the people of Kent. Ladies, it's an absolute pleasure to meet you. Enjoy the rest of your time at Kent 2020.
We're back here on the Rift Accounting Stand with the Pop-Up Business Bunker Show studio, and I'm now joined by Jackie Brooker, who's Managing Director of Dakota Blue Consulting. Hello, Jackie. Good afternoon.
Hi, Paul. How are you?
I'm really well, thanks. How are you?
I'm good, thank you.
Are you enjoying Kent 2020 Live?
Really enjoying it. I've met some fabulous people, some really great businesses, lots of networking opportunities. So, good day, good event.
Fantastic. Why don't you tell the listener what Dakota Blue Consulting do, and then we'll go from there.
Excellent. So Dakota Blue Consulting are people experts providing all your HR needs. So that can be anything from a small organisation needing some help with recruiting, bringing on board the right people, thinking about their organisational design, all the way through to more established companies who are maybe looking to take their people management activities to the next level through leadership development, people management, etc.
Fantastic. Now, I also understand that you're getting involved in some elements in the training market, and you've got some events coming up.
Absolutely. So we have just launched a new event called a Strategic Resourcing Workshop.
Right.
And this is a workshop really for people who are responsible for recruiting in their business.
Okay.
And it's giving them some tools and skills to help them think more strategically about their recruiting rather than being reactive.
Oh, I think I love you. As a lot of our listeners know, I run Jobs in Kent, the recruitment website. And one of the things that we see on a far too regular basis is people that haven't thought through their recruitment strategy very well, and therefore don't get the kind of responses that they should do because they haven't thought that through. So I think what you're doing is absolutely brilliant. Can you give us I don't want you to do the whole workshop here, obviously, but give us an overview of the kind of issues that you're going to be helping people to get to grips with.
Yeah, absolutely. So really, it's helping people to think about their business strategy in a way of what are they trying to achieve. And what, if they look at their business strategy, what does that mean in terms of their people needs? And trying to anticipate what their people needs will be. They can then work from there to say who are the people they've already got today, and therefore help start to build a workforce plan. How do you get from your current state to your future state that you want?
Okay.
So actually giving them tools, templates, what would a workforce plan look like?
Right, okay.
So it is really a workshop. They'll actually be expected to bring along data.
So they've got to work.
They have actually got to work.
It isn't a day off jolly.
No, absolutely not, okay. Unfortunately.
No, that's good. It's really good. Yeah.
We will make it lots of fun, I promise.
Sure. Yeah.
But it's not a jolly at the office. You're expected to bring along lots of data that will really help you start to establish that plan on
right.
the day.
Okay.
We also touch on specific areas like employer branding. How do you think about your employer branding?
Okay.
And therefore, how can you communicate that to potential employees in the future?
Yep.
We also look at how government initiatives can support you if you're looking to grow your business, so apprenticeships, etc. We also look at how can you get the best from recruiters.
Absolutely, yeah.
And so one of the ladies that's presenting with me is actually a recruiter, a lady called Melanie Moore. She has her own business, More People. And she will actually be talking about how you can really partner with recruiters to get the best from them to get the right people for your business.
Absolutely. It's funny you should say that. We've actually interviewed a couple of recruiters here today, and that same message was coming across time after time, that in today's marketplace for finding skilled and good staff, there's a whole lot of different things that you have to take on board in order to do that effectively. And it isn't just about offering a big salary or things like that. It's the whole brand
that people are trying to work for. It's the whole ethos, it's the work-life balance that you're trying to put in place.
Absolutely, and that's really important for the younger generations coming through. Mm. You know, it's not just about the salary and the package you give them. They want to believe that they know that they're working for a company where they believe in the vision and what you're trying to achieve.
Yeah.
It doesn't necessarily matter what that vision is, but they want to feel part of something.
Absolutely.
It's about being part of a community and feeling you're helping to achieve something great.
Yeah, absolutely.
So it's really important that companies, if you're going to use recruiters, that you actually communicate that to the recruiters so they can communicate that to the candidates.
Absolutely.
You know, they help to be an extension of your brand, if you like.
Absolutely. So when's this workshop taking place, Jackie?
So the workshop is taking place, the first one is the 9th of June, and it's at the Hilton Hotel in Maidstone.
Right, okay.
And then we'll be running a second event on the 22nd of September.
Okay, fabulous. Now, I'm sure that when I ask you this, you're going to tell me it's some huge, long booking website that you've got to book the tickets on. So I'm not going to ask you to remember the website for people to do that.
Good.
What we will do is we will get your link for finding out about the workshop, and we'll put it on the Kent Business Radio website. So if you go into the Kent Business Radio website events page, we'll put a link on there to this training course so that you can find out more about it. So do have a look at that. But I'm sure you also have a corporate website for Dakota Blue. So give us a shout for that.
So the website is www.dakotablueconsulting.com.
Fantastic. Jackie, as always, an absolute pleasure to see you and talk to you today. Enjoy the rest of Kent 2020 Live, and we'll talk to you again soon.
Paul Andrews. Fantastic. With the Business Bunker.
Welcome back to the Business Bunker Show on kentbusinessradio.co.uk on this Tuesday, the 2nd of June. And they were three fascinating interviews that we did at the Rift Accounting Kent 2020 Basecamp Business Bunker pop-up radio station.
Very well said.
Yeah, fantastic. I just want to read this email to you now. It's about an event that's coming up fairly shortly in July, and it's the Drive It at Bruntingthorpe, the essential light commercial driving event, would you believe? It's the UK's only dedicated light commercial vehicle show, and it takes place on July the 7th to the 9th. And there are live back-to-back testings of vehicles on offer, backed by the SMMT and several major manufacturers. It's the UK's first and only dedicated light commercial vehicle show, and it's set to return this summer and promised to be even better than last year. And it's taking place at a place called Bruntingthorpe. And Drive It at Bruntingthorpe is free to attend with free parking for all visitors, taking place on July the 7th to the 9th at the Bruntingthorpe Proving Ground in Leicestershire. This event is unique in that it's far from just a static show. Indeed, it features over 6 miles of test routes where van drivers and fleet managers alike can sample the very latest that the LCV market has to offer. At least 13 major LCV manufacturers will be represented at the event, including Ford, Vauxhall, Mercedes-Benz, Isuzu, Renault, Peugeot, Citroën and Fiat. All manner of light commercial vehicles will be there, from small car-derived vans through to 7.5-ton vehicles. Thanks to the vast amount of space available on the day, visitors will be able to try out the vehicles on routes ranging from simulated town driving to motorway use, rough terrain, and even a challenging off-road course for 4x4 vans and pickups. There's also a dedicated manoeuvring course for testing anti-collision systems and the latest parking aids. All routes are designed to simulate the kind of use a vehicle may get in regular day-to-day business and help make the decision-makers process easy for buyers. If you want to find out more about it, there is a website for it, and the website is www.driveitat.com. driveitat.com, and that's taking place at Bruntingthorpe on the 7th to the 9th of July, and that's in Leicestershire. So if you're
shouldn't you be saying Bruntingthorpe?
It's in Leicestershire, not Yorkshire.
Well, how do they speak in Leicestershire?
I don't know, you tell me.
I don't know.
No, they're more black country, aren't they? Are Leicestershire.
Like Noddy Holder?
Yeah, a bit like that. And
Tom's an actor, he'll know. Tom, how would they talk in Leicestershire?
Oh, it's Leicester.
Yeah, you've got no care in Bov, really. Yeah.
That was succinct, Tom.
Absolutely. One last email I need to tell you about. Seven Oaks Chamber of Commerce, first Wednesday networking at the El Matador on the 3rd of June. That'll be manana tomorrow,
manana,
won't it? 10:30 a.m. Non-members are welcome to join the Seven Oaks Chamber of Commerce networking events that are held at different venues throughout the Seven Oaks District on the first Wednesday of every month. Remember to check the venue on our social media channels or via the website below. Next week, tomorrow's event is kindly hosted by El Matador, which is at 49 London Road, Seven Oaks, with guest speaker Gareth Waters of Stanhope Medical. Non-members can attend for just £10, and the El Matador are offering a special tapas lunch and drink for just £10.95 for those that would like to stay on afterwards. And we hope you can join us. If you remember, it's free to attend, obviously. So that's the Seven Oaks Chamber of Commerce, first Wednesday networking tomorrow at the El Matador in London Road, Seven Oaks, 49 London Road, Seven
Probably
Oaks.
Probably have to go with a red cloak.
Olé, olé. Yeah, something like that.
I'll be there soon, won't
yeah,
I?
Yeah, you will.
Yeah, can't wait. I shall phone you at 4 a.m.
Really?
Yeah, about karaoke.
And they do karaoke there, do you?
Of course.
Oh, okay. Nice one. Hey, listen, we're just about at the end of today's show. I'd like to say a massive, massive thank you to our three studio guests, Mr. Neil Edwards of The Marketing Eye, Mr. Tom Bowman of Invest and Fund, the lovely Nicole Capon of Course Connectors.
It used to be Taylor, you know. Nicole Taylor.
Did it?
Yeah. She. The lovely.
No, you said it used to be, and I said did it, and then you said she. I can see quite perfectly that Nicole is a she, and she's a very fine specimen of she too.
Oh no, yeah. Don't go down that route again.
But her name was an it.
Really?
Yeah, well, that's what you said.
You know I've got a virus.
Yeah, you've got a viral infection, absolutely. It was an absolute pleasure to have the lovely, gorgeous Nicole Capon of Course Connectors on the show. It was also great to hear from our three contributors, Mr. Roger Williams of Intelligent Linking, the two lovely fundraising ladies from the Kent, Surrey and Sussex Air Ambulance Charity. Do please support them.
Do.
Very important that we support them. And the lovely Jackie Brooker of Dakota Blue HR Consulting. Thank you to all of those. We will have some more interviews next week from 2020. We've also got a load of Vox Pop interviews from Forge in the Future.
Yes.
We've got loads of stuff.
Where you were lounging
up.
And I was working.
Absolutely. but coming up on channelradio.co.uk for the rest of the day.
Lovely Craig.
At 5 p.m. we have the ladies' favourite with his stripy socks, Mr. Craig Avery with the Craig Avery Show.
Cue forming.
Absolutely. At 7 o'clock, 18 hand-picked tracks of unsigned new up-and-coming music with Mr. Jamie Andrews on the New Potatoes Show. That is followed immediately at 9 o'clock by Mr. Boy George with the Club Culture Show.
Fabulous show.
A fabulous show, Mr. Boy George with Club Culture at 9 o'clock. And then at 11 o'clock, we have Phil Thorne with The Big Noise.
Quite prickly.
Guess what? That's heavy metal from 11 o'clock just to send you off to sleep.
If only you had the hair.
Yeah. That's on channelradio.co.uk. But we've been the Business Bunker Show. You've been listening to Paul and Jules, and we'd like to say a massive, massive thank you to all of our guests, to all of our listeners, to all of our tweeters. You can hear us on the Listen Again shortly, but we will be back with you for another show next week. In the meantime, have a fabulous week out there in Southeast Business Land, and we'll be back next week.
Bye-bye.
Right now, there are small business owners like you claiming back on average £46,000 from the government. You see, the government wants to reimburse companies for innovation. What does this mean for you? Well, put simply, if your staff have spent time and resources developing your business, you could claim back cash. We're RIFT. We're specialists in preparing claims for small businesses. To find out from RIFT if your business is eligible,